A new report shows that while New York City routinely cuts benefits for welfare recipients, citing missed meetings or insufficient documentation, it loses 8 out of every 10 cases when the cuts are challenged in court. Writing in the New York World, a publication of the Columbia University Journalism School, reporter Maya Srikrishnan details the shortcomings of the system and what the city's new Commissioner of Human Resources is doing to fix it. In a recent interview, I asked her to describe the circumstances of one man she describes in her article.
So John Pepper, he's originally from Atlanta, and he moved to New York City during the recession because he was unemployed and he had a cousin who he needed to take care of. And Pepper kind of ended up losing his home where he had been staying with the cousin, and he hadn't been able to find work here. And so he had to turn to New York City's Human Resources Administration, and he's just had a lot of problems. I think he's been on public assistance since 2010. They've tried to cut off his benefits quite a few times. I believe he's challenged them 45 times.
There are nearly 300,000 New Yorkers who receive welfare benefits. How many of them are getting sanctioned, and what are the consequences?
Roughly 20% of that, so that's maybe around 60,000, who are either their benefits have already been reduced or cut off, or they are in sanction status, which means they're kind of in the process of being sanctioned. I mean, it has a really big effect. The new HRA commissioner, Stephen Banks, he released some information in May, I believe, that showed that 1 in 10 recipients who are sanctioned actually end up applying to the city's homeless shelter system. So I think that in itself says, you know, what a big impact this has on people.
So why are there so many cases of erroneous sanctions? And how much is this all costing the city?
There's a lot of policies and procedures that are in place that make it really difficult for recipients to stay on welfare. You know, there's a lot of hoops that they have to jump through.
Can you give me some examples of some of the procedures that are some of the policies that are harmful?
So one of the things that I found was that the computer system at HRA has this auto posting function, which basically means that the second that a recipient is scheduled for one of these meetings, that the computer assumes that they missed their meeting until a caseworker manually goes in and changes it. So it basically kind of assumes that the recipient is guilty until they're proven innocent, in a sense.
So how helpful are the HRA centers at addressing some of these issues?
I think in terms of individual centers, it really depends. I mean, I've spoken with a lot of recipients. Mr. Pepper is one of them, who have had really bad experiences in the way that they're treated there. But then I've also, you know, spoken with recipients who've had some caseworkers who are really good. And so I think it just kind of depends person to person and center to center. And the agency as a whole, I think right now, it seems like the new commissioner has a lot of reforms that he wants to implement. He's definitely recognized that the erroneous sanctions and several other things in this agency are problematic.
So a lot of your reporting focused on the fiscal year 2012. And, you know, you've mentioned this new commissioner, Stephen Banks. He used to be the lead attorney for the Legal Aid Society, an organization that actually often sued the city on behalf of the poorest New Yorkers. What exactly has he said about what he's going to do to reform the system?
One of the big things that he's doing that will help with this whole sanction problem is that he is kind of allowing recipients a certain number of excused absences, let's say, from meetings. If the auto-posting system accidentally marks someone as absent when they weren't, or if someone can't make it to a meeting, they won't be sanctioned right off the bat. You know, like one missed meeting doesn't mean that you're going to lose your benefits or that there's a chance that your benefits are going to be reduced. I think he said that he would allow up to 5. He also has announced he's going to implement texts to people's phones to remind them of meetings, which will also be helpful, I'm sure.
Reporter Maya Srikrishnan reported the story for the New York World. Thanks so much for coming on this morning.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.